I've had several times where someone has come to me and asked me what to do because they got tefillin at their bar mitzvah and now they're 30 years old, 35 years old, 28 years old. Three cases I'm remembering specifically, those were the ages of the guys. They got their tefillin checked and it turned out their tefillin are apostles. So normally you say, okay, so your tefillin are apostles, no big... I mean, it's a big deal, but you got it fixed and, you know, you move on. But very often the case is that most often, more than 90% of the time, when tefillin are pasul, it's because they were never kosher. It's not that they became pasul, it's because they're missing a letter. Something like that. I remember one case, a guy said, I'm makbid, I get my tefillin checked every 3 years. Get them checked every 3 years. Guy was 30 years old. He got his tefillin checked every 3 years. It turned out they were missing a letter. What the sofer were looking at for the last 17 years, unclear. He went to the same sofer, who wasn't so exact and perfect and whatever, and kept on missing the fact that it was missing a letter until someone who was a better magia took a look at it, when it was taka missing a letter. So the question is, how do you do tshuva for something like that? Or do you even need to do tshuva? Meaning, it's not your fault. You went to a reliable sofer, you bought tefillin. Maybe a person shouldn't have to do tshuva. Now, on the one hand, it's a mitzvah saseh. So a person didn't do the mitzvah saseh of tefillin for all those years, for all that time. But it's not just a mitzvah saseh, because every single day a person makes at least one bracha if he's Sephardic, two brachas if he's an Ashkenazi, on his tefillin. And if you're saying a bracha and the tefillin aren't kosher, so you're saying brachos levatala every single day. Rav Avadya Yosef in Yabia Omer, Chilek Zayin or Chaim Simen Hay writes, Nishalti b'dvar misha kana tefillin misofer mumcha. I was asked about a guy who bought tefillin from an expert sofer, v'yirei Hashem, merab mecheskes kashrus, merab mecheskes kasherim, v'achar shehinichan shonim rabos mason lebedika, v'nimtze ben talos apesel says tefillin meikaran. Exactly our case. That a guy was putting on tefillin for years. He bought it from Yirei Shamayim, from someone who everyone assumed is a good guy. And then he got him checked years later, and it turns out that they were possible the whole time. He'im chayiv lekabel alav tshuva kedin shogeg odino ka'anus. Do we say that he has to do tshuva like a shogeg would have to do? When you do an aver b'shogeg, you have to do tshuva? Or do we say, no, this is so beyond his control, it's a total loneliness, it's not something that he at all controls, and therefore he doesn't even need to do tshuva. So Rav Avadya says, you know, Meikra Adin, the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tefillin, that someone who buys tefillin from an expert never has to check them again. You could assume that your tefillin remain perfectly kosher, even la'achar kamashanim. It could go many, many years, because as long as the bottoms still look intact, nothing's going to happen to the partials that are inside. But if there's a hole, if there's something in it that gives you an inclination that there's something wrong, then you should check. And in fact, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Tes Sif Yud says, you know, chazaka al chaver sheinu motzi mitachas yado davar sheinu masukan. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Tes says that you have a chazaka, that someone who knows what he's doing is going to give you something that's good, that's a kosher cheftza shel mitzvah. So Shulchan Aruch says you don't need to get your tefillin checked, and that's why it would turn out l'chora that the guy didn't do anything wrong. The case that Rav Avadya deals with is the guy didn't get his tefillin checked all the time. We're talking about a case where the guy did get his tefillin checked all the time, so for sure he didn't do anything wrong. So that's the issue over here. Do we assume that because that's the halacha, that you don't have to get him checked all the time that he therefore didn't do anything wrong, and therefore it's a total honest? So Rav Avadya goes on to say in Os Gimel of that tshuva, he says al etzem a mitzvah shel anachas tefillin. He says when it comes to the mitzvah of anachas tefillin, it's only a mitzvah sasei. And the Gemara in Yuma Pevav says that over adam al mitzvah sasei vasa tshuva lo zaz mishamat shemochlim lo. That if a person has violated mitzvah sasei, has failed to do mitzvah sasei, and he does tshuva, immediate kapara. As soon as he does the tshuva, he has kapara. Shuvu barim shavim marapim shuvu seichem. Fine, Hashem immediately will give, and that's will give kapara. That's what the Rambam writes in the first paragraph of tshuva halacha hey. That happens immediately. But what about a losasei or krisos or misas beizdin? So then the Rambam goes through in Hilchos Tshuva how a person has to suffer, he has to be mitzar himself. So and when we distinguish a mitzvah sasei from losaseis and from more severe punishments, from more severe averos. That's even if a person did a mitzvah sasei b'mezid, let alone if he did it b'shogeg or he did it ba'ones. So the Rav Avadya says kol shkem nidin don shay shogeg gamur. So as far as the failure to put on tefillin, okay, right away do tshuva, you'll get immediate mechila, slicha, kapara, everything's wonderful. But what about the fact that you made a brach levatala? So he says that talya ba'ashli ravrvi, that subject to a major machlokas rishonim, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold that if someone makes a brach shein tzricha, it's an iser min haTorah of losisa shem Hashem lekach l'shav. It's an iser d'oraisa of saying Hashem's name in vain. However, Shitas Atosin Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel and the Rosh in the first part of Kiddushin Simon Mem Tes and Rov Rishonim hold that it's only Nisid Rabbanan. What would be called saying Hashem's name in vain? You run around screaming Hashem, 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 Elokeinu, whatever. You just scream Hashem's name, or say Hashem's name. You don't have to scream it. Say Hashem's name. That's saying Hashem's name in vain. But you're saying a bracha. You're so inspired right now, sitting here, looking out at God's amazing universe that here in December He made 52 degree weather, and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shakol. Only Abidvaro. And you're not eating anything that. So that's not really saying Hashem's name in vain. You're saying a sentence and it makes sense and it's Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rov Rishon say that that is not an Isidar Raisa. So it could be that if you do the Isser of Brach Levatala Bishogeg, since according to many Rishonim, it's not an Isidar Raisa, that you does not even require. It does not even require kapara. Rav Avadya goes on to quote a Tshuvas Panim Iros Chela Gimel Simen Tes about someone who put on tefillin shel rosh al mitzchah on his forehead. He didn't know. He put it on the wrong spot. And he's an Ashkenazi Jew, so he made a separate bracha every day on the tefillin shel rosh. And then he found out that no, you're not supposed to be literally bein eichem. That's no good. That's karkaf to the malach tefillin. You have to put it on top of your head. So he says the bittul mitzvah, since he's shav b'tshuva, it's nimchalo. But the bracha that is mevarich levatala violated lo sisa lo nimchal b'tshuva b'vad. But you have shitas atosos. And remember, after you say the bracha on the shel rosh, we always say baruch shem kol machzal yom v'ad. So you always have that element as well. So he goes on to quote many, many more sources. So at the end of the day, if a person discovers that his tefillin are not kosher, so it doesn't feel good. I mean, certainly he didn't get the mitzvah all those years, so one feels like he needs to compensate for it. How does one compensate for such things? So there are five different suggestions that poskim have as to how to compensate for the fact that one went years without wearing tefillin. In the Tshuvas Vayan Yosef, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis and Simen Yud Gimel, he says, Yerei Shemayim, who's medaktik b'mitzvos, who has this terrible thing happen, that his tefillin were tamid, were pasul, should say the parsha of the Ola, Shebeseder Vayikra, Veseder Akravas Ola, Shebeseder Yayvitz, Lekapara al bitul mitzvah sasei. Should say the parsha of the Ola, because the Ola could serve as a kapara for bitul mitzvah sasei. We can no longer bring a karban Ola, but we still have a Meshalma Par Mitzvah Seinu, that we can still substitute our tefillos for the karban. That is one suggestion. A second suggestion in Tshuvas Devar Yehoshua, Simen Hey, based on a Rokeach, Hinuchas Tshuva says, person should be mekabel on himself to say every bracha that he says with kavanas alev, with humility, to be mesakin and to be mechaper for all the brachos levatala that he said over that time. Meaning, what are you trying to do tshuva for? Bracha levatala. So make sure that make every bracha you say from now on count. You want to know what area to work on. If a person went through and they discovered this kind of thing, work on the very area where he was nichshal unwittingly over all that time. Rav Avadya, in this tshuvan, Yabi Omer Chelek Zayin Simen Hey, has a third suggestion. He says, maybe it's a good idea to put on tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam. That if a person didn't put on tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe that's the appropriate chumrah that a person should take at that point in time, which is an amazing suggestion. I mean, what does that help? I mean, if you hold that you don't need to put on tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, but that's what Rav Avadya says. And we kind of laba chushvan since there are so many gedolim that hold tefillin Rabbeinu Tam are kosher and are the correct tefillin, so he says it's a good idea to take on an extra chumrah in tefillin. What would be a good extra chumrah to take on in tefillin? Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, great idea. That would be something that you would want to take on as an extra chumrah. But then there are another two suggestions as well. For example, the Tshuvas Sheva Takasi, Chelek Dalet, Simin Yud Dalet suggests that a person should be mekabel on himself that he should wear tefillin for longer. I was remembering YU once, a guy was sick the previous day and he missed putting on tefillin, he felt terrible about it, and he asked Rav Shechter, what should I do? What should I do for the fact that I missed tefillin first time since my bar mitzvah? I missed tefillin yesterday. So Rav Shechter said to him, so wear it for longer today. Wear it a little bit longer today. Meaning you're missing those. It used to be they'd wear tefillin all day, so there's no making it up because you'd wear it all day anyway. But nowadays, what do we wear tefillin? A guy comes, what, 5 minutes late to Shacharis, leaves 5 minutes early. The whole minyan is 27 minutes. So he wears tefillin for 17 minutes a day. Okay, so wear it for 34 minutes a day. Wear it a little bit extra that day. I'm making a late sentence. Some people actually doubt it. So wear it for as long as you need to for a little bit longer, and that will that will make up for it. And then a fifth and final suggestion in the Tshuvas Churas Shai, Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Zayin, and the Tshuvas Vaya'an Yosef, he says that that maybe the best thing to do is to promote the mitzvah of tefillin, meaning you said all these brachos of atala on tefillin, so promote others doing the mitzvah of tefillin. Buy tefillin for b'nei aniyim. Make sure that your tefillin are super kosher. Make sure that other people who maybe otherwise would not be able to have kosher tefillin are able to get kosher tefillin. And that way it will be a kapara that everyone, if you get everyone else wearing kosher tefillin who otherwise would not be wearing kosher tefillin, so that's a really great way to solve that problem, because then you have a whole group of people that are wearing tefillin because of your zechus. So that could go a long way toward helping for all of the brachos of atala and bitul mitzvah saseh that a person had over many, many years. Okay.